crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're going to talk more local baseball here on Drive Time Sports. Yesterday, we talked Price American Legion. Today, we're going to talk Helper American Legion Baseball. Helper actually opened up the season last week, and now we're preparing for the return of the Big Helper Tournament, which will bring in eight teams tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, as well as Saturday as well. So, four-day tournament coming up here in the local area. Joining us right now to talk about that, we have manager Dakota Cincineros. And Dakota, it's always a pleasure to get you in. Thanks for stopping by again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be here.
Season's now off and rolling, so we'll start with the June 3rd game. You guys pretty much play an all-star team of kids from throughout the state of Utah. I know you saw some positives, you saw some negatives, but all in all, just going back to that June 3rd game, kind of walk me through your assessment of it.
Going into the game, my mindset was to try to get as many guys on the field as I could. It had been, 2 months or so since those guys had seen some live action, and so I dressed 17 guys for that older team that night, and I wanted to get them all an opportunity to get in at bat or, get a couple innings in the field. And that's what we did. So I got everybody in, got them some time. We got to kind of, as coaches, see, where guys were at, what things we needed to work on, what things we were doing good. We ended up losing, but it was definitely not your typical loss, where it kind of stung. It was more of a loss where, we needed to lose or be in a situation in a game where we needed to figure out what we needed to do in the future moving forward to be better in certain situations. And I thought we did that. It was definitely a positive in my eyes, and I think we learned a lot of things that we can take towards the future and the rest of the season.
As far as trying to play all the kids, I know that's always a struggle, right? Especially if you have a large amount of kids and you got 30 kids between two teams, 32 kids or something between two teams. So in a game that doesn't necessarily matter in the course of your region standings, you tweak things a little bit, right? You play with some things.
Yeah, absolutely. I had some guys in some different positions, some guys in some positions that they don't typically play. I had some guys in some situations on the mound where if it was a different game, like you're saying, a league game or something, they would have had a little bit shorter leash. But given the circumstances of that game, I was wanting them to fight through some things, kind of make some adjustments on their own, see how we responded as a team in certain situations. And so I kind of gave guys a little bit longer leash, maybe one that I longer than I should have. And I had some guys in some different spots, like I said. So I just kind of wanted to see where things were going to play out with guys in different positions moving forward. I'm going to need some guys to help us out in positions that they're, used to not playing. So it was a game that I just wanted to go into and see where we were at, learn some things, and hopefully, our guys can take some positives out of the negatives from that game and move forward with the rest of the season. And take what we learned and put it into work. So
it's the first time that a lot of these kids have played some organized baseball in quite some time. And we had a 2 month hiatus. I'm sure there's the rust factor as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. We were definitely rusty. Some of our swings, weren't where they're going to be later in the year.
Right.
It was the first time seeing some live pitching, things like that. Getting guys where they need to be in some cutoff positions, different things. So, with the short amount of practice time that we had leading up to the game, overall, I was pretty happy with the way we played. Take out one inning there, the fifth inning of that game where we gave up 7 runs and it's a completely different ball game and we come out with a win. So overall, I was pretty happy, not too concerned with how it ended up. And this week is going to be a big week for us with a lot of baseball being played. So I hope, what we can take what we learned in that game and put it into work this week with our 5 games that we've got coming up.
Have you been happy with the way the kids have responded from that game?
Yeah, I was really happy. I mean, usually it's pretty easy to get down on yourself, get down on your teammates, and be upset. The kids were responding really well to what we as coaches were talking to them about after the game. I've seen them pick it up in practices so far since then and take what they were learning in practices. I'm definitely very satisfied with the way that they responded and the way that they're moving forward after that loss.
Again, we're being joined right now by Dakota Cincineros, the manager of the Helper American Legion baseball team. Coach, you just mentioned a moment ago that we're going to have a very big week of baseball, and it's the first time in a little while that the Helper American Legion tournament will return to Ernie Gardner Field. A lot of baseball in a very short period of time, and we're talking 4 days. We're going to have games pretty much throughout the day.
Yeah, starting Wednesday, we've got the first game of the tournament against Union starting at 5:15 p.m. And then there's a 7 o'clock game to follow us. And then starting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there's going to be baseball all day starting at 9 in the morning. So it's definitely a weekend packed full of baseball. Your helper team plays at 8 p.m. on Thursday night, 8 p.m. on Friday night, and then depending on seating, we'll determine what time we play on Saturday. So it's definitely a great weekend. If you don't have a lot going on, try to get out there, watch some baseball. Like I said, there's going to be games going on all day. Come support our local team as well as the other teams in the tournament. It's going to be a great weekend to get some baseball back into our area, get this Legion team, this Legion tournament kicked back off. So come back out and support.
You know, we may have June weather as well for baseball. At least that's what it's looking like. So perfect timing for this particular tournament. But you guys will play the first game on Wednesday night against Union at 5:15, and then you're under the lights over the next two nights on Thursday and Friday. And again, I mean, that's just it's a beautiful setting out there at Ernie Gardner Field, especially when you're under the lights. So when you put this tournament together, we have eight teams in all, right? So what goes into putting it together? What teams were you looking for to bring here to Helper?
You know, with the way that the circumstances were early, we just kind of sent an email out to all the Legion teams, kind of trying to gauge some interest. And we got a lot of teams to respond. So after that, it was kind of, you know, we just kind of tried to take the first, six, seven teams that, responded so that we could get something scheduled. We did have a couple teams drop out. We were supposed to have our Minico tournament, like we talked about on the radio before, up in Idaho. They were supposed to also come to our tournament, but their health department and that wasn't allow them to go to out-of-state tournaments. So we had to pick up a different team there when we lost them. But we've got some great teams in the tournament, and like I said, it was kind of just first come, first serve with the circumstances of the virus and everything, the way that was going on. But there's some great teams in the tournament. I think it should be some good competition, some good baseball to come out and watch.
How do you handle it from a pitching standpoint? Have you thought about that yet?
I've got a lot of pitchers on my staff, and so that kind of makes it easy on me. I pitched five or six guys in that first game on Wednesday last week. So I've got quite a few pitchers on my staff. I'm going to definitely try my best to get some guys some different time on the mound. I'm not, you know, too worried about just sticking with one guy for a game. I think I've got a lot of guys that need to see some innings and see some time on the mound, especially moving forward with our league and then the state tournament. I got to have arms that are ready to go for that. So expect to see a lot of different guys on the mound, a lot of different guys in the field. I want to get everybody some time this weekend. It's a big tournament. It's a lot of games. So it's going to be hot, like you said, with some June weather. So I'm not, you know, particularly pinpointing putting three or four different guys on the mound and sticking with them. I'm going to try to, you know, get everybody, all of our pitching staff some time, get some innings on the mound, and kind of see where we're at.
Yeah, but that's interesting. As you mentioned, you want to make sure you have arms ready for the state tournament. Here we are on June 9th. You guys are going to start on June 10th. Regular season comes to an end July 2nd. And so, that's not a lot of time to get these arms ready. So do you have a pitch limit? Do you have a pitch count on some of these guys? How do you handle that?
You know, usually early in the season, I'm kind of keeping them to about a 50 or 60 pitch limit. That's going to definitely be in effect right now with not many of them seeing a lot of live action on the mound. So like you said, it is a short season. So I'm going to have to get some guys some time on the mound. Get their arms ready, get them, you know, livened up a little bit, and get them in full swing for the rest of the season with it being so short. So, you know, like I said, expect to see a lot of different guys on the mound. I'm going to need to have guys up there in some different situations to see that, you know, how they respond, how they react, and that way that I have confidence in them moving forward. So I'm definitely trying to do my best to get a lot of guys some time.
Last time I had you in here, we talked about some of the older kids on the team. Braxton Bennett, Nathan Richens, Tyler Wright. I believe those are the three oldest kids that you have on your team. So from the standpoint of team chemistry, have you noticed these guys maybe embracing that role? I mean, a kid like Braxton wasn't around the high school game last year. Tyler had very limited time around the high school game. Same with Nathan. So when you look at the way these older kids are kind of, are they pushing the team in a certain direction? Are they the leaders on the squad?
Yeah, I have full confidence in those guys. You know, Braxton is a kid that played for the helper team a couple years, and then he graduated last year and took the year off actually from the Legion team. Didn't think he wanted to play baseball anymore, so he didn't play. You know, I think him taking a year off made him realize how much he missed it, and he's back out there now. You know, Nathan's played for me last year. He didn't play any college ball. But he's back out with us. And then Tyler Wright coming off his senior season and the way that turned out, I feel like all three of those kids are pretty hungry. They're all ready to play some baseball. And I noticed the way that they've kind of taken our team. They're leaders on our team. They help guys get where they need to go, especially our younger guys. In practice, I noticed them talking to them a lot, doing their best to help guys understand what I'm trying to teach them, you know, and kind of being those leaders on the field for me. I've noticed that. I've noticed the attitude in them. It's a little bit different this year with the way baseball's been, the lack of, I guess I should say. So they're definitely leaders for me, and I'm expecting a lot out of them this summer.
And Coach, before I let you go, we'll jump back over. We'll talk about the tournament one more time. All the important information, the times and the place, and again, it's baseball for the next 4 days.
Yeah, we got baseball, like I said, all day pretty much for the next 4 days. I'm going to have a concession stand back opened out there, so there'll be plenty of drinks and food for spectators. And it should be a good weekend. It should be a fun time to come out, get back to the way things are normally ran around here, and some baseball and that. So come back out and support. Like you mentioned, Jordan, our first game is tomorrow, 5:15. So hopefully we can pack the stands and kick this tournament off the right way.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. We'll see you at the ballpark this weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Dakota Cincinnatus, manager of the Helper American Legion baseball team. Do not forget about the Helper tournament. It'll begin tomorrow, and it will run through Saturday. So a lot of baseball coming up here in the Castle Country. We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more coming up. It's Drive Time Sports live from the Auto Farm Studios when we return.